It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Board YouTube channel for your Thursday morning pick and roll episode where we go through NBA free picks for the NBA playoffs, and we have one coming your way today. Make sure you do drop a like if you're ready to go, ready to support the show, and make sure you're subscribed as well so exactly when the content is coming on the channel. Tons of great stuff coming your way on the Board YouTube channel over the course of the NBA playoffs. So how the show works, we'll go through the free pick. We'll hear the analysis from Pips. We'll recap the previous show's picks. We'll talk about the biggest stories around the NBA. And there certainly was some very good content to discuss from yesterday's playoff slate. And then we'll wrap it all up by reminding you what the pick was in case you missed it a little bit earlier on. So let's get started here. The play for today is actually a play for tomorrow. Pips didn't want to force anything for tomorrow, for tonight unnecessarily, but he did like the spot that he had for the Russell Westbrook matchup against the Dallas Mavericks. As the Clippers head to Dallas for game three, we're going to be playing Russell Westbrook over 14.5 PRA. You can get that for minus 125 odds at Bet365 or minus 130 odds at BetMGM. So again, there is the play for tomorrow. We will still have a show for tomorrow. And Pips mentioned just before show that he'll have the entire weekend slate to work with as well for betting. So that'll be a loaded episode. But as for today, it is the Russell Westbrook over on the PRA. Pips, let's hear your analysis behind this one.
First game, Russell played 24 minutes. And then in the second game, Kawhi Leonard was back and he played 25 minutes. So like he got even more minutes with Leonard being back. And just a numbers game, like if he gets those minutes. Last game, he had 19 points, rebounds, and assists, even though he shot 2 from 9 from the field. He had great rebounding and good assist numbers, and this line is just too low, getting 14.5, and he's about to play 18 to 26 minutes. Even though if you look at 18 to like 22, it's still great, but looking at he's getting 24 minutes in both games, this looks great, and this is with Leonard, George, and Harden being active. They closed the game with Russell Westbrook, even though he didn't have it going on the scoring wise. He was 2 from 9, so I think they will look to close the with him again. Powell is not having a great series, so Westbrook actually did good. Like their hustle plays were on his side, so yeah, I can see like 20 or more minutes for Russell, and when he gets those minutes, this line is just way too low for Westbrook.
All right, so nice and easy for the handicap for today's play. And again, it is Russell Westbrook over 14.5 PRA, minus 125, Bet365 is where we are going to be playing that. Now, let's go to the recap of the previous show's plays, and man, this is unfortunate. Very easily could have been a 2-0 day. Instead, it is a 1-1 day. Easy win on Herb Jones, but unfortunately a big fourth quarter from Josh Giddey. I believe it was 10 PRA that he got in the fourth quarter. Specifically, it was 7 points, and specifically a three-pointer is kind of what kills us in the end. Josh Giddey gets 22 points, rebounds, and assists. We needed under 20.5. Definitely looked good going into the fourth. However, on the other side, we had Herb Jones, 9.5 points on the over, and he finishes with 18. So nice and easy there. Any comments from you, Pips, on either the Giddey cover on late in the game or Herb Jones on the easy side of things?
Painful loss on Giddey. He was never supposed to play that much. He got garbage time minutes. Even with 6 minutes left in the game, he looked good. He had 16-point rebounds and assists. Then he had made a three, then got fouled, made both free throws, and then got rebounds before he was subbed out. Yeah, that's painful stuff, especially looking that it was 6 minutes left. They were up 30, and he was still on the floor. So, yeah, Giddey getting 9 minutes in the fourth quarter was never on the cards. If they weren't up like huge, he would be played off the court for sure. Last game, he started fourth and played two and a half minutes. I think it was the plan was similar, probably to play him 3 to 4 minutes. If he played only 4 minutes in the fourth, he will end up with 14 points, rebounds, and assists, way off. And up 30, defenses were not great. And he made three free throws and got the rebound. And yeah, that's unfortunate. Like, if he played the minutes, I had him. No way. He gets close to this.
Yeah, that was unfortunate for the Josh Giddey thing, side of things there. Could have easily, again, been 2-0. As it is, though, unfortunately, it is the 1-1, a very, very slight loss on the Jews for that one, but hoping to get that back today with Russell Westbrook. Let's shift our focus now to what we saw from yesterday's games. Let's go to what probably was the, I guess, more notable of the two games yesterday, because the Miami Heat had evened up this series. The Boston Celtics have already relinquished their home court advantage here. This is a Miami Heat team that is already down Jimmy Butler. I personally did not give them really any hope in this series, but a very large performance from Tyler Hero gets them the double-digit win. Pips, is this just a one-off sort of performance, do you think, or is this Boston once again showing their fragilities against this Miami Heat matchup?
Most of people will look into this game and say, like, okay, there is no chance. Miami shoots 50, makes 20 threes in a playoff game. But if you remember the last season, it was almost the same. Like, just they just kept saying, oh, there is no chance they keep this shooting. There is no chance keep this shooting. They didn't. I mean, they win kind of with great three-point shooting, but they win this game with their defense. Their defense was amazing. They changed. They stopped over-helping like they did in the first game. They were switching a lot of stuff. They put Bam Adebayo on Jason Tatum and Jovic on Porzingis, which kind of worked well. Porzingis wasn't able, even though he's the best isolation scorer this season in post-ups, post-up scorer, he couldn't move Hero, he couldn't move Jovic, he couldn't move Kevin Love, and that seems like it works. Like if you're over helping, you are getting great shooters, wide open threes. It's get like Hauser, like Horford, like Derek White, Jrue Holiday. You're giving them wide open threes. So I'll take Porzingis posting up every possession of the entire series if you have that option. So I think Spoelstra did another great scheme, another great tactics, everything. On this win is on his defensive side. On the other side, they just made the threes, but they were, I think, some record playoff stuff. So like they shoot 23 wide open threes. Consider it wide open threes. That's absurd. Like that's insane. Like 23 wide open threes and then they made 23. They shot, of course, yeah. They shot 54%, and that's not even sustainable in wide open looks for sure. But, yeah, we have a series. They are now going home, and they showed us, like, this was the game where Tatum and Brown shot 50% or higher from the field.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, so we'll see. Not, of course, when they are helping a lot on Tatum will help. The first game, they overhelped to Tatum. He had triple-double, kept his scoring lower. Now, if you have like Jalen Brown isolation and Tatum isolation, we spoke about a ton of times on the show. If you can, Boston is the best when they are moving the ball, when they are in motion offense, and it's difficult to defend. If they are settling for isolation and post-ups and stuff, you can play with Boston.
Yeah. It seems like Spoelstra just kind of has the secret sauce when it comes to this matchup here. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Boston Celtics counter with in this one. Chance mentions in chat that they hit a ridiculous amount of threes. They hit 23. I believe that is their franchise playoff record. And they wouldn't let Boston take the threes. It was a very rough night from Kristaps Porzingis, who goes 0-4. Like, even Tatum had a good game, 2-6 from 3. I guess wasn't really happening for the Boston Celtics, who only hit 12 threes. It's tough to keep up the pace when you're scoring 11 less threes than the opposition. So, you know, the fact that we have what was by far the best team in the regular season now heading home against the 8-seed Miami Heat without their best player in this series, I won't go as far as to say it kind of hangs in the balance, but Boston have lost their home court advantage here. Miami put on a really good performance here. I think there's going to be a lot of very nervy Celtics fans heading into that game three as the series heads to Miami. Let's go to the other game that we had on the slate yesterday as well. We talked a little bit about the game, how it went, turned out to be a blowout in the end. But just to discuss overall how the game did go down, let's flip to the Oklahoma City Thunder and New Orleans Pelicans game here. Was a very, very close game in game one. If I'm not mistaken, the Pelicans actually had the same amount of points in game one as game two. They finished this game two at the very least with 92 points, except this time the Thunder score 124. Absolutely monster nights from Chet Holmgren, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and a very good night as well from J-Dub, Jalen Williams. What a performance by the Thunder here. Pips, how far do you think this series can go with it heading to New Orleans at 2-0 Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's difficult without Zion to put the pressure up. Thunder did unbelievable stuff on, they had J-Dub and Shai shooting 60% or higher from the field. Like both Jalen Williams, Shai, and Chet Holmgren shot 60% or better from the field. That's just insane, and mostly comes down to the JV needed to play huge minutes, and he got completely exposed in game. As great adjustment from Thunder coach. Even in in-game stuff, when they put zone, he always made the right decision. When they were switching, he made the right decision. When they were playing like drop coverage with Jonas, he made the right, like completely running circles in this series and doing a great job. They need Zion back, and that's not going to happen. So I'm afraid Thunder can 4-1 probably in five, maybe in this. And yeah. Coaching is great for the Thunder, so we'll see how it goes moving forward in the series, but he can play against anyone.
This seemed like an interesting series after game one, but you know, with game two, the way it went down, it looks as though the Thunder just have too much for a Pelicans team that does not have Zion Williamson. So,
yeah, I mean, go ahead. First game kind of had poor shooting from everyone on the Thunder, and yeah, I mean, it won't be this easy moving forward, but yeah, it looked easy.
So that will do it for today's show. Reminder, we're going to be live tomorrow as well, same time right here on the Board YouTube channel. You can subscribe to make sure that you always are up to date on all our content, and you can like if you enjoyed this one as well. But for tomorrow, there are three games on that nightly slate. We already have one bet ready to go for that game, but however, because the lines are opened up so early, Pips is going to have the opportunity to go through the Saturday and Sunday slates for tomorrow's show. So it should prove to be a loaded episode tomorrow that you are not going to want to miss out. So make sure you have that notification bell on as well so that you don't forget and that you do not miss out. But here was the play that we had for today's show. This comes from the Clippers and Mavericks game that is going to be tomorrow. Pips is going to be taking Russell Westbrook over 14.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Get that for minus 125 at Bet365 or minus 130 at BetMGM. I also saw you can get a 15.5 for plus 102 at FanDuel if that is something that is more preferable to yourself. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching once again. We'll be back tomorrow and very much hope to see you there. Thanks for watching Pick and Roll.